Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up To Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
Well, hello and welcome in to Comstock Park, Michigan, home of the West Michigan Whitecaps, where today the Lansing Lugnuts look to end a six-game losing streak. It is game number four in a six-game series. The Lugnuts, the Whitecaps, the rivalry renewed. Yesterday, the Lugnuts fell to West Michigan by a 7-3 score. Yesterday's game, the Lugnuts scored three runs in the top of the third inning, knocking out the West Michigan starter Joseph Montalvo, acquired via trade by the Detroit Tigers at the deadline. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Whitecaps scored five runs, aided by five walks. There was a big three-run single by Max Anderson. They were on their way to a 7-3 victory. Now today, it's the right-hander Colin Fields who gets the ball for West Michigan. And the Lugnuts counter with the right-hander Mitch Myers. For Myers, his final start of the year, his 18th start overall, his 26th appearance of the season. 105 innings worked for Mitch this year. And when you wonder, how does that rank on the Lugnut squad? The answer is, he is first. He's first on the team in innings pitched. He's first on the team in strikeouts. And he's only walked 23. He is five strikeouts shy of 100 for the year. Myers faced West Michigan for the first time back in late June, and he went five scoreless two-hit innings. He struck out five, followed up with four innings of two-run ball, picked up the win on July 26th in relief, and then took on the Whitecaps twice in a six-day span. On August the 13th, a six-inning outing, struck out three, suffered the loss, though, allowing 11 hits and five runs, and then fired game one of a doubleheader, four and a third innings, three runs, took the loss on August the 18th. So here goes Mitch back to the mound, his fifth appearance against West Michigan this year. Overall, his record against the Whitecaps, 2-2. He's gotten the decision in each one of those games. The trouble for the Lugnuts today might be that the pitching staff is stretched thin. In yesterday's game, we saw Drew Conover face seven batters. Not only Conover, Dylan Hall went three and a third innings. Garrett Irvin had to utilize an awful lot of pitches in his two-thirds of an inning. Micah Dallas, thankfully not all that much, four pitches, one out. So Dallas might be available, so will Diego Barrera and Yason Sanchez. But for starters, you begin with a starter. And for Mitch Myers, you would love to get him through six innings. He has so far pitched at least six in three of his starts this year. Here's the starting lineup supporting the Pitt Panther. Josh Kuroda Grauer, the shortstop, moves up to the number one spot a day after he drew three walks. Then Johnny Butler in center field bats second. Batting third in right field, it's Jared Dickey. Heading fourth, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Batting fifth, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Heading sixth, at second base, Casey Amauchi. Batting seventh, the DH, T.J. Schofield Sam. Then the number eight hitter is the first baseman, Cole Kahn, who came in defensive purposes yesterday. An injury caused Danny Bautista Jr.'s day to be cut short, and so Kahn went in to play first base. He starts at first base today. And then lastly, the left fielder, Saheed Valenzuela. That's Kuroda, Grauer, Butler, Dickey, Mann, Rodriguez, Yamauchi, Schofield, Sam, Kahn, and Valenzuela to support Mitch Myers. And a challenge the right-hander for West Michigan. It's Colin Fields with the ball on the other side. We have seen Fields before. Has a very slow curveball. Had a fastball at 90 miles an hour that he works well off of that. 25 appearances, 20 starts this year, and the RA is great, 3.26. Is limiting the league to just a 2.23 batting average. 100 strikeouts in 99 and one-third innings. But here's the key against Fields. 9 home runs allowed, plus he has hit 10 batters with pitches, and he has thrown 8 wild pitches. When he's going well, you'll know it because there will be strikeouts and there will be balls hit on the ground. He has coaxed 20 double play balls this year. If the Lugnuts can get the ball in the air against him, watch out. Lugnuts, I mentioned that they had faced him before. The very first meeting against Lansing this year, June 29th, just two-thirds of an inning, one hit out of the bullpen, one run. And then moving into the starting rotation, 5 innings, 1 run, 6 strikeouts on July 26th. Then on August the 15th, 4 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks. They knocked him out early. As a matter of fact, last 3 appearances, he has gone exactly 4 innings. He has allowed exactly 1 earned run. So Fields for West Michigan, and here's his starting lineup. Seth Stevenson, right field, leads off. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny Peck. Then the DH, Tyrone Lorenzo, bats third. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Roberto Campos. Third baseman, Isaac Pacheco, who homered yesterday, bats fifth. Batting sixth, at first base, Luke Gold. Heading seventh, the second baseman, Jim Jarvis. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bennett Lee. And rounding things off in left field, Don Johnson. It's a Friday night. Max Clark does not play on Friday nights. Whitecaps are taking the field, one by one. West Michigan is clad in their home white uniforms. Blue ball caps. A baseball chucked out by Max Clark to Seth Stevenson as he dashes out into shallow center field to join his teammates. It's like a fly pattern right there. Now here come the infielders. Pacheco, the third baseman. Luke Gold, the first baseman. Jarvis, the second baseman. Lee, the catcher. Up the right side for the Lugnuts. There's Johnny Christensen in charge of strength and conditioning for the squad, wearing the black hoodie. Talking with Kevin Kuzmanoff, the hitting coach. The two workout demons. Luke Mann is first outside of the Lansing first baseside dugout. In the black jersey shirt and the rote gray pants, the black piping down the sides. Now the rest of the Lugnuts join Lou. Greg Conklin, the manager, at the near side. Don Scholze, the pitching coach beside Conk. And Noah Huff, the head athletic trainer, stands in between Don and Johnny Butler, the veteran. With this, it's time to turn things down to the field. We have an instrumental national anthem.
Thank you.
first pitch for the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps coming up shortly from LMCU Ballpark.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including...
Numbers!
...to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It is go time from Comstock Park. Josh Garota Grauer steps in, 62 degrees on the western side of the Midden. Now the right-hander Colin Fields gets ready to go. Corota Grauer, Butler, and Dickey for the Lugnuts. 6:37 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Here's the first pitch. Missed inside, ball one. Fastball, 89 miles an hour. We're underway, 2 minutes late. Here's the kick and the toss. Outside corner, out of strike called by Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Yesterday ejected the Lugnuts manager, Craig Conklin. Rutter Grauer walked three times yesterday. The pitch fouled back off the screen. Strike two. The West Michigan defense features Bennett Lee catching, Luke Gold at first, Jim Jarvis at second. Johnny Peck's the shortstop, and a third, Isaac Pacheco. Tom Johnson left, Roberto Campos in center, Seth Stevenson in right. Swing and a miss, curveball on the ground. Strikes at Corota Grauer. Lee right on it to complete the strikeout. Now there's one away. Here's Johnny Butler. Step back, leg kick the pitch. Curveball, strike called inside corner. That curve is 71 miles an hour. It is a short delivery for Colin Fields. Pitch on its way. Down low. Wind blowing left to right across the field. Fields is not just a fastball curve guy. Also has a changeup and a slider. Left-handed batter, no score. The pitch, and that missed up and away. Two balls, one strike on Johnny Butler. It is wise to be patient with Fields. He nibbles to one hitter's pitch. High again, ball three. And Johnny Butler has plenty of power. He homered in the first game of the series. Comes in hitting 223, game number 111. The pitch, that's right in there for a called strike. How about a fastball right down the middle at 89? Overcast skies above, and we can see glimpses of the blue sky. That's a payoff pitch. Fouled back. Keep it right here. Yesterday, the first two innings were not great for the Lugnuts, but then in the third inning, they worked over Joseph Montalvo and ended his night. They ended his night with a series of great plate appearances and hard contacts. 3-2 again. Strike three called. Fastball at the top of the zone. Butler thought that he had drawn the walk. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Fields. Jared Dickey. Batting from the left side, two outs, nobody on. Third baseman Pacheco comes in. The pitch. Curveball outside, ball one. Here, the radar gun in the stadium says 66 miles an hour. Actually, no, you know, he got it into the 70s. Barely. Ball one offering. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. It is highly important when you're taking on Colin Fields that he doesn't get those corners. Or, in essence, just off the corner. 2-0 coming. That's high for ball three. He's not getting the corners called right now. And Josh Carota-Grauer went down on a 1-2 curve. Butler struck out looking on a 3-2. 3-0 here is high, and there's ball four. There's your first Lugnuts base runner. Two outs, runner on, Jared Dickey. Nine steals this year, combining Lansing and Quad Cities. Luke Mann bats from the left side. First pitch, curves outside, ball one. I think that's the question that I wonder about with Fields is, when he misses, is he missing because he's starting the game a little bit off with his command? Or is it just nibbling? Ball one offering, swing and a foul tip, strike one. He does so well in getting guys to swing right through an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Luke Mann yesterday had an RBI triple. There's the pitch. Swing and again, a foul tip, strike two. Again, the fastball, 88, 89 miles an hour. It's up in the zone. It's right where Luke would want it, where he'd figure that he could clobber it, and he couldn't turn it around. One ball and two strikes, no score. Man takes outside, 2-2. Fields holds, kicks, throws, up and away. Man has worked the count full. That means that Dickey will be in motion here. On deck, C.J. Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Swinging a little fly ball up the left side, fading foul. And bouncing off the tarp. We hold right here, three balls and two strikes. Fields against Mann. The Missouri man. Colin Fields, meanwhile, from Libertyville, Illinois, out of Valparaiso. With Valpo, Colin Fields ranked second in the nation in strikeouts per nine innings. Struck out 110 batters, averaged over 14 strikeouts per nine innings. Payoff, again, flat foul off the left side. This one gets back into the seats. Careful, folks. There's some fans walking down the aisle. They had no idea that that ball was coming right toward them. What do you say we try it again here on 3-2? Pitch number 8 to Luke Mann. Swinging a foul. Out of play left side. Heads up. And bouncing forward. Well, right now I've got Colin Fields unofficially for 23 pitches. Strike out of Carota-Grauer, strike out of Johnny Butler, the walk to Jared Dickey. And now, Luke Mann waiting. Payoff pitch from Colin Fields. That shot out to right center field. On his horse, Roberto Campos gets there in the alley to make the catch. Side retired. 24 pitch first inning for Fields. One walk, one left. With Max Clark, the usual leadoff man, idle. The pitch, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Cutter from Myers. Stevenson at one point was one of the most difficult hitters to retire in the Midwest League. The pitch, line drive, left center field, Over to his right, Butler makes a diving catch. And there's one gone. Forced into action earlier today due to an injury to Ryan Lasco. And Johnny Butler can go get him. Start on your scorecard. The rest of the Lansing team. With Butler in center, to his right and left field, Saheed Valenzuela. To his left and right field, Jared Dickey. The catcher is C. Jared Riguez, the sign for Myers. To Johnny Peck. Chopper up the middle. Back of second base, snared by Yamauchi. Fires to first, and there's two gone. First baseman's Cole Kahn. Casey Yamauchi at second. Josh Garota Grauer at short, and Luke Mann at third. Craig Conklin has had to shuffle and rotate and figure out some answers. Nate Nankill was injured in the first game of the series. Danny Bautista Jr. was injured yesterday. And Ryan Lasco, late scratch today. Two outs, nobody on. Tyrone Lorenzo badly fooled, went around too far. Fastball up, strike one. Lorenzo had a first inning single yesterday, but otherwise quiet. The pitch inside, ball at a strike. Lorenzo did draw a couple more walks. That's been his big key, has been his plate discipline. Power hitting DH today, usual catcher. Takes down and away. Two balls, one strike. Lorenzo overall for West Michigan, playing in his 25th game, hitting .313. 24 walks in those 24 games. The deal. Down low, ball three. Earlier this year for the Great Lakes Loons, as a member of the Dodgers org, 49 walks in 74 games. There's the pitch. Just off the outside corner, just a little bit low. And it's ball four. Lorenzo's on. He has walked 25 times in 25 games with West Michigan. Uh-oh, I've spotted Sasquatch. It is Uper night here in West Michigan. Bigfoot is to the left of the video, or let's say to our right of the hand-operated scoreboard. Behind the left fielder, Saheed Valenzuela. There's ball one to Roberto Campos. I see you, Bigfoot. The black suit out there standing to the right of the scoreboard. There's the pitch. Outside corner, strike called to Campos. No score, righty to righty. Two outs, and Lorenzo at first base, not a threat to run. They had said on this Uper night that Bigfoot would make an appearance. They weren't kidding. The pitch, a ground ball down toward third. Grabbed by Mann, throws across. Got him, side retired. Take that, Bigfoot. One walk, one man left, no runs for both teams in the first inning. And for both teams, it was a two-out walk that was stranded. Scoreless, we move to the second. LMCU Ballpark.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Colin Fields, the Valpo right hander, takes the mound, top of the second for West Michigan. No score. C.J. Rodriguez, Casey Amauchi, and T.J. Schofield, Sam oppose him. Roddy Roddy, he deals. And C.J. Rodriguez looks at ball one outside. The Mugnuts have come into this game with a plan. They are waiting him out. 25 pitches for Fields. Pitch on its way. A ground ball weakly struck left side. Scooped up by Johnny Peck. Throws to first. And, well, two pitches, one out. Not great contact for Rodriguez on the fastball at the knees. Jack Alexander messages in to wonder why Ryan Lasco is a scratch today. And the answer is, Jack, I'm not certain. With Danny Bautista Jr., it appeared to be his hammy yesterday. With Nate Mankill, it appeared to be a hand injury. Casey Amauchi takes a called strike on the inside corner. It is getting down to the very end of the year. We only have two more games to go after this one. No score. Fields throws. Down and away. One ball, one strike. I didn't see it with Lasco, but it cropped up shortly before today's game. A break even. Yamauchi pops it up. On the left side, the third baseman, Pacheco, in foul ground, is under. Squeezes. Two outs. So here's T.J. Schofield Sam. As Fields looks for a quick first inning. A pitch. He takes a called strike. A quick, I suppose, second inning after the first inning. The Lugnuts put him through the ringer. Schofield Sam, the left-handed hitting DH. Lines it up the middle. Over shortstop Peck, a base hit in the center. Not so quick after all. Schofield Sam rounds first. Hangs tight there. Though comes in by Campos. Two-out single for the Nuts. First base hit for either squad. Good to see from TJ. Schofield Sam before that swing had been 1 for 10 in the series. Here's Cole Kahn. He's 0 for 7 so far against West Michigan. Switch hitter batting left. No score. First pitch. Breaking down and in. Ball one. Curveball at 70 miles an hour. You can ride up to 71. Wind blowing left to right. Short lead for Schofield Sam. Not a true threat to run. Fields deals. Outside. Two balls and no strikes on Kahn. The number 8 hitter in the order. Fields is ready. 6'1", 200 pounds. Let's it fly. Fly ball, center field. Campos started off as a statue. Now trotting forward, makes the catch. Side retired. Two-out single left at first base. Still scoreless through 1.5 from West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Bigfoot came down to the field to assist with the latest in-between inning competition. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning on Uper Night, a platter day here in West Michigan. I see Terry Alpert in charge of the Lugnuts production wearing his plaid Lugnuts uniform. No score. 5-6-7 batters for the Whitecaps. Pacheco, Gold, Jarvis. Against the native of Lynette, Alabama, Mitch Myers. We begin with Isaac Pacheco, who yesterday homered on the first pitch he saw, leading off the second inning against Grant Judkins. Right into lefty, first pitch here. Outside, ball one. For Mitch in the first inning, worked around a two-out walk. No true troubles. Lets it fly. Down and in, ball two. Pacheco's home run yesterday was his sixth of the year. He has gone yard against the Lugnuts so many times. The pitch drills it out to left center field. Johnny Butler heads into the alley, makes the catch from center. Here the Lugs retire Pacheco. One gone. Now Luke Gold, starting first baseman. The number six hitter in the order is playing in his 120th game. He has played in all but nine Whitecaps games this season. Grounds the plate from the right side, no score. Now the first pitch, buckles low, ball one. Gold has a team leading 13 homers, 23 doubles as well. The pitch, golfed out to left center field. This is trouble, down for a base hit. Butler heads over to cut it off. Gold streaks for second. Johnny picks the baseball up, gets it into second, late. It's a one-out stand-up double for Gold, his 24th double of the year. That is 39th extra base hit. Trails only Roberto Campos in doubles. That does so by only one. There's the first West Michigan hit. Well, the batter now is Jim Jarvis. Smoke emanating out of the grill down the left field line. Scoreless, one out, first pitch. Jarvis fights it foul, off to the stands on the left. And a fan makes a great one-hand barehand catch. Oh, yeah. Everybody else around that fan sits down. He's still standing. Myers the righty against Jarvis batting left. At second, Gold. Here's the pitch. Low. One ball, one strike. Everyone in that section up the third base side stood. They reached out their hands. The one fan grabbed it. They all roared. They all sat down. He was still celebrating. Oh, beautiful. Hey, he deserves it. 1-1 pitch to Jarvis. Inside. Ball two. Jarvis is playing in his 70th game here with the Whitecaps after getting called up from Lakeland. I remember when he got called up because it was in June. And then the Whitecaps came to see the Lugnuts and they were enthused about it. But his batting average is .210. He swings and bounces right side. Myers off the mound. Grabs down the first baseline. Throws it away. Up the right field side into the Lugnuts' pen. In comes Luke Gold. Jarvis holds it second. The throw comes in, cut by the shortstop, Garota Grauer. Throwing error by Myers, 1-0 Whitecaps. When Mitch got there up the first base side and he hustled the throw, they have gone infield single, and then E1. Whitecaps lead. Bennett Lee now. Righty, righty. First pitch. Fouled back. There to the protective netting. A fastball from Myers at the top of the zone. Bennett Lee's hitting 170. This is the Whitecaps offense today where they take a step back from being fearsome statistically. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Popped out of the mid of Rodriguez, but not all that far. In Seth Stevenson in the leadoff spot, hitting 259. Then Johnny Peck batting second, hitting 305. Tyron Lorenzo hitting third, batting 313. Roberto Campos, the cleanup hitter, hitting 271. And then, well, Pacheco, 221. Luke Gould, 225. Jim Jarvis, 210. Bennett Lee, 170. You get the picture. The man on deck is Dom Johnson. He's hitting 194. Popped up. Out in a shallow right field off the bat of Lee. Easy for Jared Dickey. Canicorn makes the catch. Jarvis only bluffs tagging up. And the throw comes into shortstop. Myers does the job. Gets Lee. Two outs. And now Dom Johnson. Whitecaps up on top of the Nuts. 1-0. Right-hander against right-hander, the deal. Fly ball center field, Butler started back, now walks forward, he waits, puts it away. A Myers strands Jarvis at second base. But Jim Jarvis reaches on the infield single, and then the throwing error by Myers allows Luke Gould to score. Two hits, one error, one run. One left on as we go to the third inning. Trivia is coming up, Whitecaps lead 1-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Whitecaps lead the Nuts 1-0. Run scoring throwing error by Mitch Myers bringing in the game's very first tally. As we enter the third inning, the number 9 hitter in the Lugs order, number 3 on his back, Zahid Valenzuela leads off against Colin Fields. Right-hander throws. Strike called at the letters. On the switch hitting Valenzuela, batting left. On deck, Josh Carota-Grauer and then Johnny Butler, 9-1-2. Third baseman Pacheco backs up. Pitch on its way. Line drive up the left side. Base hit down the line. Valenzuela tears around first. Dom Johnson's throw into second holds Valenzuela to a single. It's funny. Isaac Pacheco at third was in on the first pitch in case of a bunt. When he didn't bunt, Pacheco backed up and he was off the line. And so he just sliced that ball right by him up the stripe. Leadoff single for the Luggies. Now Josh Carota-Grauer struck out his first time against Fields. Righty to righty. Curveball, strike one called. That came in at, 69 miles an hour, or thereabouts. Like a Bugs Bunny curveball. 1-0 Caps, the 0-1. Fouled away in the air off the right side. Over the screen. Out to the bleacher seats, then a heavy bounce forward, one hop on the grass, and then up onto the concrete path where a grown-up hands the ball to the first youngster who comes calling. 0-2 the count on Carota-Grauer, just drafted this July. The pitch, fastball high, didn't chase, ball one. Your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. So you've got Colin Fields on one side, fields out of Valpo. Mitch Myers is on the other side. Carter Grauer takes a curve just a little bit inside. Ball two. Now, Adam and I mention all the time with Mitch that he was drafted out of Pitt, and that's true, 12th rounder in 2021. He was a JUCO guy first, though, before transferring to the University of Pittsburgh. The 2-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a foul tip, strike three. Carter Grauer strikes out for a second time. Third strikeout for Fields. Your question is this. How many members of this Lugnut starting lineup, Carter Grauer, Butler, Dickey, Mann, Rodriguez, Yamauchi, Schofield, Sam, Khan, and Valenzuela, started things off at a JUCO at a junior college before they transferred to a college where the A's drafted them? Good luck. Johnny Butler fouls off the first pitch he sees, strike one. How many members of the starting nine went JUCO to the four-year college, right? And then were drafted from there, like Mitch Myers, JUCO to Pitt. I've got Clayton here. He's trying to count them up as Butler hooks one to deep right field. Stevenson is back, over his head, off the wall. Valenzuela is held at third base by Craig Conklin. Johnny Butler holds up with a double. Double number 25 this year for Johnny. Second and third, only one man out for Jared Dickey. Catcher Bennett Lee goes out to the mound. Johnny Butler entered play today, 10th in the Midwest League in extra base hits. Well, 25 doubles, 38 extra base hits now this year. Third in the Midwest League in runs scored. Oh, by the way, he was also fifth in the league in doubles. Let's see. When it comes to doubles for Johnny, yeah, his 25th double ties him with Roberto Campos of West Michigan for fourth most in the league. He is two behind teammate Will Simpson, now with AA Midland. Butler at second, Valenzuela at third, down 1-0. Jared Dickey hits the first pitch he sees out to center. Campos is there, makes the catch. Runners tag from second and third, Butler stops. Valenzuela continues, sliding head first across home, and the Lugs have tied the score. Sack fly for Jared Dickey. 1-1 in the third inning. Solid stuff from Dickey today. Walk in the first inning. Wasted no time here. Got a pitch he could do something with, and that's situational hitting. The quick answer after the West Michigan unearned run in the bottom half of the second inning. Now with two outs, runner at second base, the pitch to Luke Mann. High. Ball one. I say unearned run. By the way, official score was ruled earned run for Mitch Myers in the bottom of the second inning. It was the double and then the infield single with one out. And then the thinking being that Bennett Lee's fly to right field would have been a sack fly. Ball one offering. Mann takes the slow curve. Call the strike. Outer third. Hooked in at the belt. One ball, one strike on Luke. Flat out to center field. To conclude a long plate appearance his first time. The pitch. Outside. Two balls and a strike. This is going to be pitch number 48 for Colin Fields. 23 more pitches than the Lug starter, Myers. Tied up in the third inning, two outs, runner at second. Hitter's pitch. Fly ball, left field, Dom Johnson to his right down the line. Now in a little to make the catch. Side retired. But a couple of base hits and a sack fly. And things are all knotted up at 1-1 through 2.5. Runner left in scoring position by Lansing. Let's go to the bottom of the third inning from LMCU Ballpark.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Michigan scores one in the bottom of the second inning. The Lugnuts score one in the top of the third. 1-1 game, bottom of the third inning. Game four of a six-game season-ending series. Two more games to go in 2024, and that'll be all for the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps. Top of the order for West Michigan, Mitch Myers deals. Seth Stevenson takes a called strike. Outside corner. Myers, slider. Stevenson lined out to center field his first time. Dive and catch made by Johnny Butler. Myers throws. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Third baseman Luke Mann is a couple of steps back of the baseline. He's chatting with the manager of the Whitecaps, Tony Cappuccelli. The pitch. It's bunted out toward third. Right down the line. They let it roll. It goes foul. And then catcher Rodriguez picks it up. Strike two for Stevenson. We've got a couple of college teammates throughout all of the participants here. Perhaps you know about all the Rutgers Scarlet Knights on the Lugnuts. Ryan Lasko, the center fielder, albeit not starting today. Josh Carota-Grauer, the shortstop. And also the relief pitcher, Drew Conover. How about the Tennessee Volunteers? Jared Dickey in right field. And Seth Stevenson, the batter. One ball and two strikes. Pitcher's pitch from Myers. Line drive, left center field. Down Burrow, base hit. Sahid Valenzuela out of Cal State Fullerton plays it in. Leadoff single for Stevenson. Tied up 1-1. I'd bring up Johnny Peck. My broadcast partner, Adam Jaxa, will rejoin me for the season finale on Sunday. Adam tonight is at the Miami Marlins game. Right-hander against right-hander in a tie game. Myers throws. Peck takes a ball low. Stevenson running. Throw down is too late by C.J. Rodriguez. It's a steal of second for Stevenson. Stevenson has been exceptional this year on the bases. That's his league-leading 58th. One ball and no strikes the count on Johnny Peck. Grounded to second his first time. A ground ball hits a shortstop here. And beyond the diving, Carota-Grauer, base hit to center. And then booted in center field by Butler. Stevenson scores. Immediately the stolen base is cashed in. RBI single for Peck. And the Whitecaps take a 2-1 lead. Now Tyron Lorenzo, switch hitting DH, batting left, walked his first time. Two-tone bat in hand with a blue barrel. Takes a cut strike. So Adam Jaxa's tonight at the Miami Marlins game. The Marlins are currently hosting the Philadelphia Phillies. And there was a former Lugnut who threw out the first pitch tonight. A one, swing and a miss. Grateful to Adam. He sent me the video. Ah, you know what? Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine, threw out the first pitch. and the 2019 Lugnut Slugger Griffin Conine caught it. Family affair in Miami today. 0-2 pitch to Lorenzo. Fouled back into the netting. It was Father's Day in 2017 when Vladimir Guerrero Sr. fouled the first pitch of the ballgame to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That Marlins starting lineup, by the way, features Griffin Conine in the order, batting sixth, playing right field. Batting fifth and playing second base is his former Lugnuts teammate, Otto Lopez. Pitch down low. Ball one to Lorenzo. So 2019 Lugnuts, 2019 was the first year that I ever worked with Adam and calling the games together here in the Midwest League. 5 years later, there he is in Miami. There's Otto and Griffin in Miami. Pickoff throw to first, safe the call. Johnny Peck back in. How about Otto? How about Griffin Conine? Conine making his Major League debut this year, one of nine Lugnuts to reach the majors this season. Here's the pitch. It's down low. Runner takes off, and the pitch was just blocked by Rodriguez. No chance to throw out Peck. He steals second. That's a Marlins lineup, by the way, that features a pitcher with the last name of Kitchen and a first baseman with the last name of Berger. The pitch, up high, 3-2 on Lorenzo. Where's Kobe Mayo? There's a prospect with the name of Ketchup as well. I think I saw the last NHL draft that a player named Mustard was just drafted. 3-2. Strike three, call to Lorenzo at the letters. Slide piece from Mitch Myers. And there's Mitch's first strikeout. One gone, bottom of the third inning. Whitecaps two, Lugnuts one. Here's Roberto Campos. And this third inning before that strikeout had gone single, steal, single, steal. One run in, 2-1 West Michigan. The pitch. Campos takes a called strike. As Myers looks to get himself back on track. Stranded the walk in the first inning. In the second inning, a couple of hits, and he had himself to blame on his own throwing error. Campos bounces it foul at home, strike two. Here in the third inning, West Michigan has been aggressive on the bases. For Mitch Myers, now 22 stolen base attempts against him this year. 16 of them have been successful. For Johnny Peck, it was his sixth steal. 58 for Stevenson. The deal. Outside. One ball and two strikes on Campos. Campos grounded out to third base his first time. One of the top prospects in the Tigers organization. Myers delivers. Down low, ball two. This Whitecaps team has, on its active roster, number one prospect Max Clark, number six prospect Tyron Lorenzo, number seven Jaden Hamm, who started earlier in the series, number 18 Joseph Montalvo, who started yesterday, number 19 Max Anderson, getting the day off, number 27, Campos. A spinabout by Myers, but no throw as Peck dives back into second. The Tigers at the Major League level had a former Whitecap do something heroic yesterday, something that a kid dreams of. In the ninth inning, bases loaded, two outs, 3-2 pitch. Campos takes ball three outside. Parker Meadows hit a 101-mile-an-hour fastball from Robert Suarez out of the ballpark. A go-ahead and what proved to be a game-winning grand slam. Tigers beat the Padres 4-3. 3-2 pitch. Line drive up the right side, but fell. Bounced off the railing in front of the Lugnuts pen. And then carried over. How about a grand slam when you're down 3-0? With two outs and a 3-2 pitch in the ninth. So the Tigers are now a game above 500, and the Tigers And the A's start up a series today. Payoff, Campos fouls off another. Tarek Skubal gets the ball for the Tigers, looking for his 17th win. And Mitch Spence, the Rule 5 selection, the first overall pick in the Rule 5 draft in December of 2023, gets the ball for the A's. Lawrence Butler, leadoff hitter in the order, starting in right field. Payoff again. Line drive out to right center field. That ball is down for a base hit on one hop grab by Jared Dickey. Around third, Peck comes in to score. That's an RBI single for Campos. And the lead goes to 3-1 West Michigan. Next up, Isaac Pacheco. And pitcher coach Don Schulze out of the dugout, on his way out to the mound for a word with Mr. Myers. Three singles and a four-batter span in this third inning. And Stevenson and Peck both stole second. We do not want Campos also swiping his way into scoring position. He has 11 steals this year and 13 attempts. On Pacheco, a dangerous batter. Whitecaps scored a run in the bottom of the second inning. The Lugnuts quickly balanced the score in the top half of this inning, a Jared Dickey sack fly. But back have come the Whitecaps. Back to the A's-Tigers series, first of three games for the Tigers playing at the Oakland Coliseum. And we're into September, so the final games for the Oakland Coliseum, the countdown is underway. I mentioned Lawrence Butler. Butler, Max Schumann, Jacob Wilson, three of the nine starters for the A's, are all former Lugnuts. Here's the pitch to Pacheco. Outside, ball one. Wilson batting ninth, the starting shortstop. Schumann batting eighth, the starting third baseman. And Lawrence Butler in the leadoff spot, starting in right field. I asked Lugnuts manager Craig Conklin about Law earlier today. That interview will be heard. Fly ball, foul, left side. Strike one to Pacheco. Tomorrow on the A's pregame show is the minor league report from High A Lansing. I sat down with Craig Conklin, and I asked him all about Lawrence Butler. I also asked him, name the players that he has seen with the Lugnuts this year that A's fans need to remember down the road, as they're going to be seeing them in the major leagues. Pickoff, though, into first. Tag applied too late. Campos back in standing. The fun part about being one of the developmental process, as the manager Conklin is. Second year as a skipper coming to an end. Pacheco, it's a fly ball out to right center field. Johnny Butler's on the sprint, way out in the alleyway, catches up to it and makes the catch. Wynn knocked it down. Hurrying back to first, Campos out number two. Second time that Pacheco has flied out to Butler in center. And now here's Luke Gold. That's a fun matchup tonight, 9:40 p.m. Tarek Skubal. There's an argument to be made, a very good one, that he's going to be the American League Cy Young Award winner against the A's hot lineup. Luke Gold takes a ball low. At AAA, Kyle Muller starts for the Las Vegas Aviators against the Round Rock Express and Kumar Rocker, who has been great for the Rangers organization. Ball one offering. Flipped up in the air and foul. Out of play on the right side. Ball out a strike on Gold. Two outs. Campos at first. Two runs in for a 3-1 Whitecaps lead. Yesterday, Wander Guante was good for Las Vegas. Struck out five batters. Here's the pitch. Up high. Ball two. The Aviators yesterday beat Round Rock 11-2. They hit five home runs in yesterday's game, and two of them were by the former Lugnut Carlos Perez. Aviators are playing good ball. A 2-1 pitch. Ground ball, diving stop by man at third. Stands up, looks at second, throws to first. Gets the out there, side retired. The presence of mind by Luke Mann first diving to his left to make the play, and then he looked at second and still had time to get the out at first on Gold. Three singles, two runs, one left to the fourth inning. Lugnuts are trailing the Whitecaps 3-1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To the top of the fourth inning. Why not? We've completed three. We start up the fourth. First pitch. It breaks in low. Ball one to C.J. Rodriguez. I'm Jessica Briggs-Strassler. Yeah, three innings complete. Top of the fourth, Rodriguez, Yamauchi, and Schofield Sam. The Lugnuts are down to West Michigan, 3-1. Hi, Deuterati. Colin Fields' pitch. Fouled up and away right side. One ball, one strike. C.J. Rodriguez is 0-1 with a ground out to shortstop his first time. Number 5 batter in the order. The sun shining on the American flag. Fields delivers. On the outside corner, strike called. Outside corner got a little bit more expansive. CJ checks in with the home plate umpire Jeter Abdullah. And says, time please. CJ's the catcher. He knows what pitches he's been getting. And what pitches he hasn't. 1-2 from Fields. Down and away. 2-2. Well, the Nuts fell behind 1-0 entering the third inning. And then they struck back to even up the score on a single, a double, and a sac fly. Do they strike back here in the fourth? The pitch. Rodriguez chased and missed strike three. And I don't blame him for going after that fastball off the outside corner. It was in the exact same place that Fields just got the called strike. So here's Casey Yamauchi. Fields has struck out four. Yamauchi fouled that to third his first time. Initial offering. Fly ball, left center field. Campos galloping over to make the catch. Long strides for the big center fielder. Two outs. And now TJ Schofield Sam. I feel like with Casey Yamauchi right now at home plate, he is just so desperate for something to fall. He's up there swinging at the first thing that looks good to him, and the hits just aren't coming. The pitch. Schofield Sam takes a called strike. Yamauchi also inserted into yesterday's game defensively and immediately was hit by a pitch. Right into lefty. Down low to Schofield Sam. 3-1 West Michigan. Fields looks for the perfect frame. But it was Schofield Sam with the two outs. Nobody on in the second inning. The line a single out to center field. Once again, Rodriguez out. Yamauchi out. One ball, one strike. And what's going on, Bennett Lee? We've got an equipment issue for the catcher. The mitt is off, holding it in his right hand. Yeah, I think a new mitt might be in order. And a new mitt handed to him. All right, Bennett, how we feeling? All right, new mitt in hand. Mask back on. Walks back to home plate. There's a fan wearing a Colt Keith City Connect Detroit Tigers jersey. We saw Keith playing for the Whitecaps against the Lugnuts. Now number 33 for Los Tigres, eastern side of the state. The East Michigan Tigers. Here's the West Michigan Whitecaps, 1-1. Schofield Sam looks at a curve, strike two called. Now yesterday, when the Chiefs-Ravens game started, my man Clayton started to watch it. Let's see if he watches any Brazil football tonight. 1-2 from Fields. Shot up the middle, one hop to shortstop Peck. Back of second, fires to first, got him. Side retired in perfect order. We're heading to the bottom of the fourth inning, West Michigan leading 3-1.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone.
Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
For the Whitecaps against Mitch Myers. That's Jarvis, Lee, and Johnson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 3-1, the Whitecaps are leading. I was talking a little bit about the A's organization in the bottom of the third inning. I did not touch on the big news that happened. Here's Jim Jarvis, ground the first pitch, foul off his foot. Yesterday, the Midland Rockhounds, AA affiliate of the Oakland A's, clinched the Texas League South second half berth. They're taking on the Frisco Rough Riders for the South title. Game one of the postseason Tuesday. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss by Jarvis, nothing into the count. First time in the postseason for the Rockhounds since 2019. How about that? Myers throws. A dribbler foul up the right side. They did it yesterday. And a doubleheader split. They lost game one. But let me take you to game two. Will Simpson, once again a star. A two-pitch. Butt off the hands on the ground, down to third. Man picks it up, throws to first. At Jarvis is the first down. Next up, Bennett Lee. In game two of the doubleheader, the Rockhounds beat the Amarillo Side Poodles 4-3. Three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning, and then in the bottom of the sixth inning, after the Side Poodles had tied the score, Midland untied it. There's a swing and a pop foul. Back of home plate off the bat of Bennett Lee. Catcher Rodriguez is out of room. Strike one. It was a Junior Perez RBI double. A go-ahead double from Junior to knock in Jack Winkler. That beat Amarillo. Junior went 2-for-3 in the game. He knocked in three. Will Simpson two for three. He's hitting .441. Myers to the plate. Fastball up and away. You know, in the top half of this inning, I saw that pitch called a strike. It's not a strike, though. It shouldn't be called a strike. Here's the 1-1. Lee takes a ball outside. 2 balls, 1 strike, and the West Michigan catcher batting 8th in the order. Yeah, Will's hitting .441. He's hitting in the number 3 spot in the order for the Texas League South second half champs. The pitch. Lee bounces. Foul. Left side. Strike 2. So, congratulations to all the guys. How great is that? Double A Rockhounds go to the postseason. Can you guess off the top of your head how many Lugnuts have been promoted up to Midland this year? 2-2. Very high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. James Gonzalez, Colton Johnson, Will Johnston, and Chen Jung Ao Juang among the pitchers. That's 4. Avery Bielanales, Henry Bolte, Brian Guelabas, Jose Mujica, Will Simpson, the position players. That's 5. Fly ball, left field, backs up Valenzuela, not all that far. Now comes in, makes the catch. One hand grab above the head. Bennett Lee is the second out. 9 Lugnuts promoted up to AA. Plus 1 Wander Guante promoted up to AAA. 10 Lugnuts doing good things. There was another former Lugnut, Eduardo Rivera, who was released by the A's earlier this year. He's putting up good stats with Salem in the Boston Org. Don Johnson skies the first pitch out to center field for Johnny Butler. Settles, makes the catch, inning over. Perfect for Myers. Let's go to the 5th. 3-1 Whitecaps.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the 5th inning, and it's Iker Wiese who's now in for West Michigan. Iker. Colin Fields goes 4 innings. He strikes out 4 batters. And the Whitecaps are leading the Lugnuts by a 3-1 score. The Nuts do up 8-9-1, Con Valenzuela and Kuroda Grauer. Alrighty, Wiese. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, ball 1. Kokan batting left. Iker Wiese, big fan. That's it, fly. Line drive base hit left field for Khan. Johnson picks it up, gets it in. Lead off, Oppo single. By the way, back to Colin Fields. So yeah, 3 hits allowed by Fields. 4 strikeouts. He walked 1, he gave up 1 run. Not bad work for likely his final outing 2024. Wheezy throws. That's a Valenzuela. Takes a called ball off the outside corner. Iker Wheezy is out of Caracas, capital city of Venezuela. Again, switch hitter batting left. The pitch. Ground ball foul. Hopping behind the on-deck hitter, Carota Grauer. One ball, one strike. Wheezy just made his West Michigan Whitecaps debut with a perfect inning on Wednesday. The Whitecaps 1-0 win. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Ball two. Valenzuela is 1-for-1 with the run scored in the third inning. Led off with a single that he lined up the left field line. Two batters later, Johnny Butler doubled him to third, and then he scored in a Jared Dickey sack fly. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball away at 93 miles an hour. Iker, E-I-K-E-R, Wheezy, H-U-I-Z-I. Runner at first, the pitch. Up high. Full count. You know, once baseball season ends, winter starts, that's when a lot more folks get a little bit more wheezy. Payoff pitch. Up and away, ball four. First two are on against Wheezy. Iker originally, if you go back a little bit, he was in the Mets organization. Then he was in the Twins organization. He was in the Dominican Summer League. 2018 with the Mets, 2019 with the Mets. Then after the pandemic, in the Dominican Summer League in 2021 with the Twins, 2022 with the Twins. He joined the Tigers in 2023 in the Florida Complex League, moving up to Lakeland. Wheezy throws. Josh Carota Grauer swings and misses strike one. And then this year, began the season with Lakeland in the Florida State League. He was great. He was their closer. 9 out of 10 saves, 45 2/3 innings. They batted 166 against Wheezy. Two on, none out. Righty to righty. Strike two called. Letters high, outside corner. 0-2 on Carota Grauer. You know, Josh entering play today had struck out only once in his time with the Lugnuts. Just one strikeout. That was in 35 plate appearances. But he struck out in the first. He struck out in the third. And now here in the fifth inning, facing an 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. All the way. Over on the right side. Up to the very top of the seating bowl. Out near the concourse. Hey, West Michigan is already warming up the lefty Jake Miller in the bullpen. The bullpens here are down the left side for West Michigan, down the right side for Lansing. And they are not contained. They are directly beside the foul line. Something that a lot of folks have been talking about. It might change as a regulation in the coming years. An 0-2 pitch to Carota Grauer. 2-1, none out, down by two. Line drive center field. That's down for a base hit. Round to third base. Con steps on there by Conklin. A throw to shortstop from Campos in center. It's gone single, walk, single. Carota Grauer the single with two strikes to load the bases. Not good times for Iker Wheezy. And the pitching coach, Dan Rickabaugh, heads out to the mound for a word. Well, elsewhere in the Midwest League, while I have this opportunity, the Dayton Dragons and the Great Lakes Loons are underway, and the Dragons are tied with the Loons 1-1. You know, the fun of it is, now that Dayton has sewn up that second half East title, they've dropped two games in a row, and the Whitecaps have won three in a row. If Dayton had lost on Monday, when they played on Labor Day against the Great Lakes Loons, they got one hit in the game, but they managed to win the ball game 1-0. If they'd lost that, then we would have entered play tonight where the Whitecaps 3 games back and 3 games to play, and things could have gotten weird. But no, the Dragons won, and so because of that, the Whitecaps were eliminated. There's the ball that got away, quickly discarded out of there by Jared Dickey. And Johnny Butler steps in. Garota Grauer at first, Valenzuela at second, Khan at third. Lugnuts down 3-1. Top of the fifth inning against the reliever. Nobody out. Righty to lefty. The pitch. Butler rips it beyond the first baseman. Gold. Base hit down the right field line. Stevenson over into the Lugnuts bullpen to play. 1 run scores. 2 run score to third base Garota Grauer and held up on the double by Butler. Tie game 3-3. Johnny Butler chopped the barrel down, and he roped it between Luke Gold and the line. It's his second double of the game, and give him 2 more RBIs. 50 runs batted in now for the year for Johnny. The Nuts erased a 1-0 lead for West Michigan in the third. They've erased the 3-1 lead here in the fifth, second and third. Nobody out for Jared Dickey, batting left. Righty fires. High from Wheezy. Ball 1. Bottom part of the order, once again, got things going. Saeed Valenzuela and Cole Khan. Here's the pitch. Dickey takes ball 2 low, which means that here's the top of the order batting with runners already on. And they've made things happen. Leadoff hitter, Garota Grauer. Line drive single to center. Johnny Butler batting second. The sizzling double down the right field line. Butler at second, Garota Grauer at third. 2-0 the count on Dickey with first base open. Here's the pitch. A chopper to the second baseman, and it eats up Jarvis right into right center. Garota Grauer jogs home. Butler to third base. Campos fires it in from right center. Official scorer has a ruling to make. The Lugnuts lead 4-3. That last hop took off on the Gold Glover Jarvis, awarded last year as the best shortstop in the nation. While a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide, he is given the error here. On the other hand, the RBI given to Dickey, it's his second. Now Luke Mann takes ball 1 outside. The first 5 Lugnuts have reached base in this top of the fifth inning. 3 have scored. First and third, nobody out. Wheezy to Mann. Swing and a miss. Slider down and in. Luke Mann has flied out twice to center field. You'd love another fly here. Throw over to first base. Dickey sprawls back in. No tag by Gold. Just make that fly deep enough. Should be no trouble for Johnny to tag and score from third. On the other hand, that would supply West Michigan an out. Wheezy hasn't gotten one yet. He deals a 1-1. Mann takes ball 2 outside. Jake Miller is ready in the West Michigan pen, and we might be seeing him come in sooner rather than later. It has all gone wrong for Ike or Wheezy. 4-3 Lugs in the fifth. Wheezy throws. Runner takes off from first. Pitch outside. Throw down to second. Tails third base way. Dickey is safe. Foot first slide into second. His second steal with the Nuts. His 10th steal for the year. 3 balls, 1 strike, the count on Mann. Second and third for the Lugnuts. Infield forced to come in for the Whitecaps. Rodriguez is on deck. Pacheco at third, Peck at short, Jarvis at second, Gold at first. They are all in toward the baseline. Wheezy sets. Throws. Mann fouls it away. Left side over the rooftop. And the bat boy refuels the home plate umpire Jeter Abdullah with some more baseballs. Full count, Luke Mann. The payoff pitch. Bouncer pulled down to first base, grabbed by Gold. He lets Johnny Butler score. Stepping on first for the first out. Over to third base goes Dickey. RBI ground out for Luke Mann. And the Lugnuts lead 5-3. Four runs home in this fifth inning. It took six batters for Wheezy to finally record an out. Infield stays in. Dickey at third, one gone for C.J. Rodriguez. Wheezy delivers. Fastball inside, nearly hit him. 94 miles an hour. Dangerous. Rodriguez is grounded out to short and struck out swinging. Those against the starter Fields. Here's the 1-0. Foul back into the net. Well, Jake Miller has sat down, and there's another pitcher now warming up for the Whitecaps in the bullpen. It's Eric Pinales, the righty. Wheezy's 1-1. Breaking ball slides in, called a strike. Good-looking sweeper. 1-2. Dickey 90 feet away from making this a 5-run rally. Wheezy's pitch. Swing and a miss. Locked up Rodriguez with a sweeper in and struck him out. Second time today that CJ has whiffed. And with two away, the batter's Casey Yamauchi. Can he bring in Dickey? This time of the fifth inning, a single by Kahn, a walk to Seahead Valenzuela, a single by Kuroda Grauer. Load of the bases. Two-run double Butler. Run scoring error by the second baseman Jarvis. RBI ground out Mann. Ball one up and inside. Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi has fouled the third and fly to center. He's too good of a hitter to have a hitless night that like this. Righty to righty. Ground ball hit to shortstop. Vacuumed by Johnny Peck. Throws to first. Got him. Side retired. But the Nuts do score four. On three hits, a walk and an error. Runner left at third. It's a 5-3 Lugnuts lead halfway to the house from LMCU Ballpark.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
About a four-run rally for the Lugnuts to take a 5-3 lead. The bottom of the fifth inning, top of the order now for West Michigan. Stevenson Peck and Lorenzo coming up. Mitch Myers, the righty. Winds and throws. Seth Stevenson takes a cold strike one. Little cutter action to begin things. Stevenson is 1-for-2 with a single, a steal, a run scored. The pitch. Bouncing ball pulled foul up the left side. Jake Miller, by the way, is back and warming up. So apparently it was only Pinales warming just in case Ike or Wheezy really had a blow up. And the plan for the Whitecaps is to go to Miller coming up in the sixth inning. Lugnut's bullpen is quiet. Myers throws. Lifted out to shallow right field. Second baseman Yamauchi out, but first Jared Dickey in. A running catch by the ball to retire the ball. Dickey takes care of Stevenson. I volunteer that information. One up and one down for Johnny Peck. Pepperdine wave. Peck is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. 5-3, the Lugs lead Peck's Whitecaps. There's the pitch. Up very high, ball one. As Adam Jackson and I talked about, to go from the Pepperdine wave to the West Michigan Whitecaps, that's an easy transition. The deal. Very tall. Two balls and no strikes. Marsha Bullard is emailed in. I love her question. Oh, here's the pitch. Beck takes ball three high. Marsha says that she's watching the game on MLB and also listening. Hello, Marsha. Hello, Brandy. They notice there's a gorilla on the roof. Why? The pitch in there. Strike called. Beck taking all the way on 3-0. My guess is that's not a gorilla. The 3-1, a ground ball to shortstop, throw to Grauer, vacuums those to first, two down. I think that what you might have thought is a gorilla is actually their Bigfoot costume here. But you know, I find that a coincidence because from what I've read, the original Bigfoot, think about those grainy photographs, was a guy in a gorilla suit. Tyron Lorenzo takes a called strike one. It's Uper night, hence Bigfoot's presence. Lorenzo is walked and struck out. Addy fouls this pitch straight back, strike two. I've got Clayton Bell here by my side. Clayton did not know what a Uper is. He was unaware of what does Uper night mean. So UP, the Upper Peninsula. Everyone from the UP is a Uper. This pitch is down low. One ball and two strikes. And then everyone who's not from the Upper Peninsula, everyone who's from, you know, lower Michigan, they're a troll because they live under the bridge. And now you know. You're currently a troll. 1-2 from Myers. Lorenzo swings and foul tips it. Strike three. Mitch Myers works a perfect fifth inning. Just like he worked a perfect fourth inning. He set down eight in a row. And as we go to the sixth, it's the Lugnuts in firm command. Or at the very least, leading 5-3.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
good stuff. Mitch Myers sending us into the sixth inning. Lugnuts lead 5-3 at West Michigan. Lefty Jake Miller's in, dealing. TJ Schofield Sam shows them the bunt, pulls it back, and takes ball one low. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This being the sixth inning, we'll do some sixth inning slang. Ball and offering. Again, he shows bunt. He takes a called strike this time. Schofield Sam's the number 7 hitter in the order, matching his uniform number. The fun thing is that the number 6 hitter is also wearing number 6 Yamauchi. Schofield Sam takes a called strike from Miller. Jake Miller, drafted in the 8th round years ago, out of Monroe, New York, deals the 1-2. Schofield Sam sends it soaring foul. And to the sweet level down the left side. TJ is 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out to shortstop. The pitch popped up. Left side of the infield. Third baseman Pacheco dashes forward. Now to foul ground to make the catch. Boy, did the wind take that ball or what? Blowing straight in. There's one gone. Your sixth inning slang today is, and this is something that just hearing people around baseball use, to get somebody hot. What does it mean to get somebody hot? A check swing and ball one outside to Cole Kahn. Kahn is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Switch hitter batting right, pitch on its way. Strike called, 1-1. 5-3, the Lugnuts have the lead, thanks to a 4-run fifth inning. The pitch off the outside corner. 2 balls and a strike on Cole. One out with the bases clear. Number 8, hitter on the order, wears number 5. He swings and misses. 2-2. So Jake Miller so far this year is a member of the Whitecaps. I need to make sure that I'm saying the right Jay Miller. They also have Joe Miller. Jake is making his 5th relief appearance. He has a 5.63 ERA. 16 innings, 20 hits, 11 runs. Deals. Low and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Cole. For Jake, he's allowed 2 home runs. He's a command guy, though, 2 walks, 17 strikeouts. So I expect this pitch to be in there. It is, and it's jumped to shortstop. Measured by Pett, grabs, throws, out at first, 2 down. The number 9 hitter, Zahid Valenzuela now. At 3-0, first pitch, breaks in for a called strike. Miller throws, fouled off to the right side, strike 2. Zahid has singled and scored a run and walked and scored a run out of the 9-hole in the order. Scored the Lugs' first run in the 3rd inning, scored 1 of the 4 in the 5th. The pitch, one off the hands, foul, ear to the netting on the right side. 0-2 the count. Jake Miller looks for a perfect top of the 6th inning. 5-3 Lugnuts, game 4 of this series. Lugs have lost 6 in a row. The pitch, fouled away on a line up the right side. Out toward the grassy area. 0-2 Saheed. The man from Arizona. Yes, Miller throws. That too is fouled away. Off the right side. Jake Miller, just like the starter today, Colin Fields, out of Valpo. Ground ball hits a shortstop. Another chance. Peck difficult backhand, throws across the body, got it to first in time, side retired. It's a perfect initial frame for Jake Miller. Let's move to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is the Lansing Lugnuts trailing, or I should say the Lugnuts leading 5-3 over the Whitecaps.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We open up the bottom of the sixth inning. Roberto Campos strikes out swinging against Mitch Myers. That is the way that things begin. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Clayton Bell by my side. Lugnuts lead 5-3. Mitch Myers has set down 9 in a row. Deals to Isaac Pacheco. Righty to lefty. Strike called at the knees. Myers is working the full complement of pitches. Pacheco is 0-2. The pitch bounced right back, strike two. It was a 1-2 pitch that put away the first batter, Campos. And it was Campos whose RBI single in the bottom of the third inning was the last base runner that Myers has allowed. Your sixth inning slang today, what does it mean to get somebody hot? Could have a couple of different meanings, I suppose. One out, nobody on. 5-3 Nuts. Pitch on its way. Check swing, foul at home. Yep, keep it right here. I mean, one thing is you could anger somebody. If I got Clayton hot, he'd be pretty peeved at me. I know exactly what to do in order to stay on good working terms with him. But there's another meaning to it. Has to deal with pitchers. Myers throws. Ground ball pulled, foul right side. Keep it right here, 0-2. One out with the bases clear. So to get a pitcher hot means to get them ready to come in. There's a whole sequence that needs to happen to get a pitcher ready. Myers to the plate. Down and in. I think about a soccer team when they get the reserves up and stretching and then running the sidelines. All that you need to do in order to healthily prepare a guy to enter into a game. Myers to the plate. Swing and a foul tip. Strike three. Myers fans Pacheco. And that's three straight strikeouts from Mitch. Four strikeouts overall. He's gone 5 2/3 innings. And he has now set down 10 in a row. Bring up Luke Gold, two outs into the home sixth. For a pitcher, when they're getting hot, and all those different things, get the arm loosened up, then you start throwing. Check swing, the pitch was low, ball one. That's why we generally talk about activity in the bullpen first. There is activity right now. It's Yeison Sanchez, who's starting to get hot. 1-0. Fly ball, right field. Back goes Jared Dickey. Back he goes, and that ball's gone. It's an opposite field homer for Luke Gold, breaking the spell that Myers had cast. And the Lugnuts lead is down to a run. Lugs 5, Whitecaps 4, Gold's 14th homer of the year. ...360 feet or so, headed out to right. And now Jim Jarvis, as Myers looks to get through this sixth inning. Wines and deals. Fastball called a strike at the letters. Or a cutter, you know. Right-hand pitcher, left-hand batter. Jarvis swings, fouls it off at home. Watching Yeison Sanchez in the bullpen, first he started to windmill that right arm all about, just to get some feeling into it, right? And then started to warm up with Cullen Turner, the bullpen catcher. Just some easy tossing to start with the catcher standing. The pitch, Jarvis lines it back up the middle, a base hit from the center. Myers nearly stuck out the glove and stabbed it, but it's a single. Two-hit game for Jarvis brings up Bennett Lee. And here's Don Schulze, the pitching coach. Unofficially right now for Mitch Myers, we've got 91 pitches, 58 for strikes. The home run by Luke Gold meant not a quality start because it was more than three runs allowed. But still one out away from firing at least six innings for the fourth time this year. Yeison Sanchez is hot. There's your sixth inning slang. They've gotten him hot in the pen. Now, the thing for a team is when you get a pitcher hot, that means something. Lansing was upset yesterday with all the rain coming pouring down that Micah Dallas, they got him hot in the bottom of the eighth inning in the midst of all the rain to throw four pitches and to record one out to end the eighth. And then the umpiring crew called for the tarp. The Lugnuts were going, why didn't you call for the tarp in the bottom of the eighth inning or earlier? Why did we have to potentially burn a pitcher? Well, Myers on the mound. Tying run at first base for the Whitecaps. Last of the sixth, two outs. The pitch to Bennett Lee. Strike called outside corner, the slider. Lee is fly to right and fly to left. 5-4 Lugnuts lead, thanks to a four-run fifth-inning rally. Lee swings, bounces, foul, left side. No balls and two strikes on the West Michigan catcher. For the Whitecaps, one in the second. Two in the third, one so far here in the sixth inning against Mitchell Myers. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. It's called a ball. Throwing down to second base. Tag applied in time. They catch Jarvis trying to steal. Rodriguez's throw on the money. And Casey Yamauchi applies the tag. Let's go to the seventh. Luke Gold solo home run does bring West Michigan within a run. Lugnuts lead 5-4.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
Lugnuts come up in the seventh inning against number 7, Jake Miller, leading by a run 5-4 over the Whitecaps. Game 4 of the 6-game series on Friday night, September the 6th from LMCU Ballpark. 1, 2, and 3 in the order. Carota Grauer first. The lefty Miller to the righty, Josh Carota Grauer. Ball 1 inside. 93 miles an hour on that fastball. Carota Grauer, Butler, Dickey. Josh Carota Grauer is 1-for-3 with a single. Scored a run on the 4-run fit. The pitch. Got under it. Out in the center field. Campos goes back. Now he comes in. Back to his left. He's there for the catch. Maybe that was the wind. Maybe that was a misread. But he rescued himself. And there's one down. Now Johnny Butler. 2-for-3. Struck out looking in the first. Doubled the right field in the third, doubled in 2 runs and scored a run in the 4-run fifth. 5-4 Nuts. Lefty to lefty. Miller's pitch. Outside. Ball 1. Your trivia question earlier in the game was, Mitch Myers, the Lug starter, went from JUCO to college and drafted from there. The pitch. Fouled away left side. Mitch transferred. He transferred to the University of Pittsburgh. His junior college was Florida Southwestern State. He was a Buck to a Panther and now a Lugnut. The pitch to Butler. Swing and a miss, strike 2. And her question was, does that same description hold true for any of the starting 9 hitters? Carota Grauer, Butler, Dickey. Man Rodriguez, Yamauchi, Schofield, Sam, Conn, Valenzuela. Butler swings and misses. A fastball strikes him out. 2 away in the 7th inning. 5 up, 5 down. Email address jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The answer, by the way, is one of the hitters. That holds true for it. The pitch. Jared Dickey takes a ball. A called strike at the knees. Okay. 5-4, Lugnuts the lead in the 7th inning. Dickey so far, a walk, a sack fly. He's reached on error and knocked in a run. He's knocked in 2 runs overall as he takes a ball, breaking down and away. Lefty to lefty, Miller throws. Strike called on the outside corner at the knees. 1-2. Jared Dickey spent his whole time in college in Tennessee. Josh Carota Grauer spent it in Rutgers. Luke Mann, 5 years in Missouri. C.J. Rodriguez, a couple of years at Vanderbilt. Casey Yamauchi, Hawaii Hilo. T.J. Schofield-Sam drafted out of secondary school in Canada. Cole Conn was at UIC. Breaking ball down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Dickey. Saheed Valenzuela, all of his years in college, 3 years at Cal State Fullerton. But there's one guy I'm leaving off. 2-2. Ground ball off the mound, skipping to shortstop Peck. Throws to first, side retired. Johnny Butler went from junior college to North Carolina State, and from there drafted by the Oakland A's. Johnny Butler is your answer to the trivia question of the game. The Lugnuts went down in order. We hit the stretch, going to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Lugnuts 5, Whitecaps 4.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
The question is, can the Lugnuts hold off the Whitecaps? 9 outs away from a 5-4 win. Lansing goes to the bullpen and brings in Yeison Sanchez, replacing the starter, Mitch Myers. Myers did his job. 6 innings worked. 18 outs recorded. And now Yeison, 8-9-1, Lee Johnson Stevenson. The pitch to Bennett Lee. Inside, nearly hit him. Don't want to do that against a guy who's hitting 168 this year. It was a big play to end the bottom of the sixth inning. Jim Jarvis caught stealing at second base. Lee at the plate. Lee batting here. Righty to righty. Inside ball 2. Hey, Yeison Sanchez has been one of the Lugnuts' most locked down relievers as of late. Sanchez has not allowed a run in a game since August the 16th. Fires the 2-0. Ground ball pulled foul left side off the home dugout. Final line for Mitch Myers, 6 innings, 4 runs, 1 home run allowed. He struck out 4, he walked only 1. 7 base hits allowed, he's in line for the win. Yeison Sanchez deals. Ground ball punched right side and through, barely beyond the diving Yamauchi. It's a leadoff base hit. Dickey plays in a second. Opposite field single for Bennett Lee of the seeing eye variety. Here's Dom Johnson, the number 9 hitter. Would they ask him to drop down a bunt here? Tying run on at first base, Lee not much speed. Sanchez throws, Lee runs, pitches high, going to second base, one hops right through Yamauchi, and then Lee stumbled his way around second, and he stops right there. They took Sanchez by surprise. Yeison Sanchez had only had 5 runners try to steal against him all year before then. And that is Bennett Lee's first stolen base attempt of the year. He is 1-for-1. He is in a scoring position. The pitch called a strike to Dom Johnson. Lucky for the Lugnuts that that throw bounding into center field, that Lee stopped at second. The pitch. Johnson swings, bounces down to third with a high hop. Man holds the runner, fires into first. Off the glove of the diving Cole Kahn. Lee heads for third. A throw back across the diamond. Cut by Luke Mann. So Lee into third base. Safely aborted first is Dom Johnson. Nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Rally afoot for West Michigan. Trouble for Yeison Sanchez. tying run at third. Go ahead, run at first, top of the order. Seth Stevenson takes a called strike. Runner moves from first. Throw down, not in time. The Lugnuts were sure that they had just caught Dom Johnson, didn't get the call from the bases umpire Hopkins, and Craig Conklin is hustling out for a word. Sanchez kicks away the dirt from in front of the rubber. The middle infielders were beside themselves, hands on hip for shortstop Kuroda Grauer and second baseman Yamauchi. Johnson's 14th steal of the year. Quick conversation, Conklin and Hopkins. Hang on, here's Johnny Peck batting from the right side. And the pitch. Peck swings and foul tips it. Ah, let me tell you, I'm back a little bit, aren't I? It's Seth Stevenson, the runner at second base, with Peck the batter. And over third base, I believe that's Dom Johnson. Here's the pitch. Down and away. That is Dom Johnson at third. What happened to Bennett Lee? Did the Whitecaps bat out of order here? Did they send up Johnson to home plate as the very first batter instead of Lee? There are some things for us to get all figured out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Johnny Peck, who's gone on strikes. So it's Seth Stevenson at second. It's Dom Johnson at third. As the tying and potential go-ahead runs. Here's Tyrone Laronso. One out. Infield drawn in. Sanchez throws. Dribbled foul off the right side. You know what I'm curious about now? Did we miss a batter's interference call against Bennett Lee to end the sixth inning? That was when Jim Jarvis was caught trying to steal second base. That had to be the only reason, right, that Lee would not come up here to lead off this frame. His pitch is outside. One ball and one strike, the count on Laronso. Second and third, one gone. A one-run lead being protected by Yeison Sanchez, the slender right-hander. Lets it fly. Line drive back to left center field and down for a base hit. Johnson is in to score. Here comes Stevenson around to score. Althon is second on a two-run single by Laronso. And the Whitecaps lead 6-5. First pitch called a strike to Tyrone, or I should say to Roberto Campos. I think as we're picking up how everything went down, I believe the bottom of the sixth inning ended with a strikeout of Bennett Lee, strikeout looking, and then everyone distracted by the caught stealing. Now we're on top of things as Campos grounds a base hit in the right field. That's a single, and that moves Laronso up to second. So, now we're all caught up. Was a strikeout of Bennett Lee. And then the single by Johnson. Now, are we all good? The trouble was that the game day operator was full. And so just looking at the game day operator, Johnson led off with a single to right. And then Seth Stevenson, the infield single to third. Here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out to the mound. And that explains why Johnson was stealing second and not Bennett Lee, right? And then Johnson took third on the infield single by Seth Stevenson. Peck struck out. The runs O-line, the two-run single into left center field, and that scored both Stevenson and Johnson. The fifth and the sixth runs of the game for the West Michigan Whitecaps. And now Campos has just followed with a single to move Lorenzo into scoring position up to second. First and second, one gone for Isaac Pacheco against Jason Sanchez. So things against Sanchez here this frame have gone single, single, strikeout, single, single. Four hits and five batters faced. Isaac Pacheco is 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Hey, thanks for bearing with me there as we figured it all out. Right at a lefty. Down and away, ball one. Up there on the video board, it read to begin this inning, Bennett Lee. On the game day, it read to begin this inning, Bennett Lee. It was not Bennett Lee. That'll teach us to trust West Michigan. It was Dom Johnson. Sanchez comes set. That's it fly. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Isaac Pacheco, not John Peck. It still has Peck's big face up on the video board. And according to game day, Seth Stevenson has struck out swinging. That is incorrect. So you were probably confused by me if you were listening earlier this inning. I think now you'd be more confused if you were here at the ballpark or if you were watching your game day. We pieced it all together. Strikeout to end the sixth inning of Bennett Lee. So Johnson, Stevenson, Peck. Lorenzo Campos, here's Pacheco. Number five batter in the order. 1-1 pitch. Chopper right side, foul. Try the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip. Sanchez fans Pacheco. Two gone. Campos at first, Lorenzo at second. Whitecaps up by a run, 6-5. The bottom of the seventh inning from West Michigan. The pitch now to Luke Gold. Ground ball, foul, left side. Luke Gold before this inning had the biggest swings today for West Michigan. A double and a run scored in the second inning. A home run in the sixth. Catcher Rodriguez went out for a talk. Campos at first, much faster than Lorenzo at second. Yason Sanchez with an 0-1 count against the slugging Gold. Looks back, kicks, throws. Ground ball hits a shortstop, one hop to Corona Grauer. Over to second, the throw to Yamauchi to force out Campos. Side retired, inning over. However, West Michigan collects four hits, scores two runs, strands two, and the Whitecaps take a 6-5 lead onward into the eighth inning from West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
A crowd of 5,528 in attendance here. And they're seeing a good one. Whitecaps 6, the Lugnuts 5, entering the 8th inning from West Michigan. Jake Miller stays in, dealing to Luke Mann. Swing and a bouncer foul up the right field line. Strike 1. The Lugnuts have not touched Miller so far. A perfect 6th inning with a foul out and 2 ground outs. A perfect 7th inning, a fly out, a strike out, a ground out. Man Rodriguez Yamauchi for 5-6. Here's the pitch. Man takes it, bending down and away. 1-1. Oh, you should have heard the conversation next door in the press box. Everyone talking about the confusion in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Man hits a fly out to left field. Tom Johnson down the line makes the catch. Lost his baseball cap in the process. 1 gone. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. He's 0-3. He's grounded out to short. He has struck out twice. The pitch. Ground ball down to third base. And the hop eats up Pacheco. He lays it out into left field. Rodriguez is on, rounding first, and then going right back to the bag as Johnson's throw comes in. I mean, that was a pure matador style from Isaac Pacheco. He stood to the side of it. He put out the glove, and then the ole. Never touched it. You would figure that's going to be an error. Official score is not ruled yet. Tying run is on for the Nuts. Here's Casey Yamauchi, lefty to righty. Shows bunt, pulls back, 1-1. Official score, rule single. Yeah. If I was Isaac Pacheco, I'd still want that one back. 6-5 caps. The pitch. Yamauchi swings late. Missed it. 1-1. Nuts have not scored since the 4-run 5th inning. Batting here in the 8th. The number 6 batter. Yamauchi waits. The 1-1. Strike 2 called at the knees. Fastball from Miller. 94 miles an hour. Miller looks over at Rodriguez. Lets it fly. Yamauchi spoils it. Reached out and poked that pitch foul over the rooftop on the right. Trying to hang tough here. The native Hawaiian. Then rotating. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Off speed, down and away. And 2 gone. So how about T.J. Schofield Sam? West Michigan is up by a run. Rodriguez 2 steps away from first. Lefty to lefty. A bouncer hit to the second baseman, Jarvis. He grabs, he throws to first, and the Lugnuts are retired. 1 hit, 1 left. Let's go to the bottom of the 8th inning. The Lugnuts trail 6-5.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
789, Jarvis Lee Johnson. Against the righty, Yeison Sanchez. Bottom of the eighth inning, last chance for the Whitecaps to add to a one-run lead. 6-5 over the Lugnuts. When we go to the ninth inning, Cole Kahn, Saeed Valenzuela, and then Josh Carota Grauer. First, though, can Sanchez get three outs here? Yes, under the plate. A ball down and away. High fly, left center field. Center fielder Butler yields, and it's Valenzuela, the catch in left. And Jim Jarvis is out number one. Now Bennett Lee. 0 for 3, two flats, and a strikeout. Number 8 hitter in the order. You know, when Yeison Sanchez was really struggling this year, there were not a lot of strikes. He's throwing strikes right now. Yeison deals. Strike one called on the outside corner. I mean, like, take that for example. It's just perfect. 6-5, Whitecaps last of the eighth. The pitch, outside. One ball, one strike. Both bullpens are quiet. Looks like it'll be Jake Miller for the ninth. Sanchez throws. Chopper on the left side. Short hop pickup, Luke Mann. Then the good throw to first. Two gone. Dom Johnson, a left fielder, batting ninth. See, now I can see all these guys. I can say, oh, look, it's number three. That was confusion last inning, to say the least. Righty, righty. 6-5 Caps. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Johnson is 1 for 3. Led off last inning with a single, leading to the two-run go-ahead rally. Sanchez throws. Check swing. Did he go? On appeal, he did. Strike two. Yeison has gone slider, slider, slider. You want another slider with your sliders. 0-2 to Johnson on its way. That's off the outside corner with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. The night has grown, I don't want to say chilly, it's grown cooler. A 1-2 pitch. Popped him up. Out in a shallow left center. Shortstop Carota Grauer out. Center fielder Butler in. Butler the catch. Inning over. Perfectly done by Sanchez. And that sends us into the ninth. Lugnuts are down 6-5. Cole Kahn is coming up, followed by Valenzuela, and then the top of the order when we return.
Come on, Dad.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
now to the ninth inning. Lugnuts down by a run, 6-5 to West Michigan. Trying to halt a six-game losing streak. Holcon, Sahid Valenzuela, and Josh Kuroda Grauer. 8-9-1 batters in the order, taking on the lefty, Jake Miller. Miller's faced 10 batters. He's allowed one runner. One out single by C.J. Rodriguez last inning, protecting a one-run lead. He deals. Cole Kahn takes ball one inside. Back-to-back switch hitters here to begin. So Kahn from the right side. Cole is 1-for-3. Single and a run score. Blooper here, right side. Base hit right field. It gets down. Stevenson gets in the throw. Cole Kahn delivers. And the first man is on to open up the ninth inning. That's your potential game-tying run. Two-hit game for Kahn. Now Sahid Valenzuela. West Michigan expects a bunt. The Lugnuts have dropped down 5 sacrifices all year. Valenzuela has none of them. Here we go, top of the ninth inning. Kahn at second, one out. The pitch, throw to ground, grounds it right back to Miller. Looks at second, Otter hands to first, out number two. Kahn back at the second base. It's up to Johnny Butler, who has 2 doubles already in the game and has knocked in 2 runs. And he bats with 2 outs in the top of the ninth, down by 1. Kahn at second. Lefty to lefty. Strike call. Fastball right down the middle. Miller with the sign, looks at Kahn, deals. Strike 2 called at the knees. And the Lugnuts are down to their very last strike tonight. 2 hours, 17 minutes into the ballgame. Time called. Jake Miller is looking to wrap up 4 scoreless innings of relief. Cole Kahn, the tying run at second. Miller's 0-2 pitch to Johnny Butler. On its way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. This ball game is over. The Whitecaps beat the Lugnuts 6-5. The Lugnuts have dropped 7 straight games on the first 4 of this series. Postgame show is on its way next from LMCU Ballpark.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK2.